This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The vision behind naming his children. Today you hear, and again pressure, the wife is saying it's got to rhyme. And then, we got a Fatima in the house. We got the Aisha in the house. We got this one in the family. But when it comes to other things, then it doesn't mind. Then we duplicate it. Each one must have their own. We got one devil box in the house is not enough. Each one must have their own. But one Fatima in the house is enough. Hi, if you only knew who Fatima was to my Nabi, you would have named your every daughter and your every granddaughter. If you only knew who Aisha was to my Nabi, you would have named every woman in your family Aisha. You wouldn't have suffered a stigma. So as these children come running, she says, فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Take this money and go to the town and bring something. So they bring the food and they present it before Abdullah ibn Mubarak. So she tells Abdullah ibn Mubarak, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Eat and enjoy the food that Allah has given you. Abdullah ibn Mubarak says, no, now it's too much. I need to understand, what is the secret of this woman? He gathers those three children, he said, tell me, who is this woman and what is the story? So they said, هذه أمنا, this is our mother. منذ أربعين سنة, for the last 40 years, she's uttered nothing other than Quran. For the last 40 years, simply out of the fear that if she utters anything else, it can become the means of earning the wrath of Allah. She hasn't uttered any other statement, offended, and she only speaks Quran. And she communicates her message through Quran. So who was that second woman? Hung in Jahannam, مُعَلَّقَةً بِلِسَانِهَا فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ تُؤْذِي زَوْجَهَا. Why? She was guilty of verbal abuse. The third person, Nabi alayhi salam says, I seen, وَأَمَّا الَّتِي مُعَلَّقَةً بِثَدْيَيْهَا فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ تَفْسُدُ فِرَاشَ زَوْجِهَا. The woman who was hung by her chest, she was an immoral, unchaste woman, and she had betrayed the integrity of her husband. She was outgoing. The riwayat of Bukhari, Allahu Akbar, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam comes into Egypt, and there was a tyrant ruler, and he was told that Ibrahim is traveling with a woman who is very beautiful. And any person traveling with his wife, he would abduct the woman and satisfy his lust. And that is what the world has made the woman today, to satisfy their lust. And that is all what it entails, how they've degraded the woman. Look at the integrity of this woman, and look at the divine intervention for the safeguard and the preservation of the chastity of this woman, when that is her vision. The riwayat of Bukhari, she performs 2 rakat salah. She makes wudu, she performs 2 rakat salah. She said, Allahumma, inni ahsantu farji illa ala zawji. Allah, you know very well, I have lived a very chaste and an upright life. And I haven't given any male access to myself other than my husband. Fala tusallit alayya hadha al-kafir. Allah, I'm not going to allow you to let this kafir touch me with his evil hands. Look at this woman, how she spoke to Allah. Allah, you know I've only given access to my husband. Allah, I'm not going to let not this man touch me. And any woman that would come, he would abduct her and satisfy himself. So as Sarah, the wife of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, went in, this man with his evil nature stretched his hand. As he stretched his hand towards Sarah, the hadith of Bukhari says his hand became paralyzed. His hand became paralyzed. He apologized and he withdraws his hand. Again he is provoked by his ego, again he stretches. Again his hand, on 3 instances it becomes paralyzed. On 3 instances, Nabi alayhi salam seen one person eating with his left hand. Nabi alayhi salam told him politely, "Kul bi yaminik." My brother, eat with your right hand. He said, "I don't feel like." That is the more or less translation. La astatiu, I cannot. I don't want to. And the hadith says, ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr. The only reason why he didn't want to do it was out of pride. You know, today we tell many youngsters, my brother, off that music, it's the masjid. I don't feel like. Those are the attitudes. Nabi alayhi salam says, you don't feel like, lastata'ta. My curse is on you, may Allah paralyze that hand. The riwayat says from that day onwards, he could never move that hand till the day he died. He could never lift his hand. Allah literally then veiled them. So anyway, this woman, look at her integrity. On the third instance, this man makes tawbah. He makes tawbah and he says, forgive me. And that is when he gave a hajara to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that became a gift to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and then became the mother of the Arabs. So the third woman, tafsudu firasha zawjiha. When the daughter of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam came to call Sayyidina Musa, the daughter of Shuaib alayhi salam came to call Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. The Quran speaks about this here. And this is a very important thing. We often hear this, that sometimes women have to communicate. We are living in a world, it's a commercial world. Interaction takes place. Yes, undoubtedly it happens, and there are certain occasions. But look at the manner in which the Quran explains. Here a strange woman is speaking to a stranger. Later to only know that she becomes the wife, the stranger being Musa alayhi salam, the strange woman being the daughter of Shuaib alayhi salam. But the Quran quotes the reaction and the walk of this woman. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءَ. The Quran says she came in such a modest way that as if she was walking on modesty. In the riwayat of Ibn Kathir, Umar radiallahu anhu commentating on this ayat used to say, قَائِلَةً بِثَوْبِهَا عَلَى وَجْهِهَا لَيْسَتْ بِسَلَفَعٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ دَلَاجَةً وَلَاجَةً خَرَاجَةً. She came totally modest, covering her face, not like that outgoing, vocal, outspoken, you know, chanting this slogan and that slogan. That type of woman, very modest, very polite, toning down. She came and she said, "O stranger, inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqaita lana." My father is calling you, he wants to talk with you. Now look at the piety of a Nabi. He was tired, he was hungry, 8 days away. But he tells the daughter of Shuaib alayhi salam, do me a favor, walk behind me. Walk behind me, and from the back you can tell me which way to walk. If it was us, we know what we would have done. Allah forgive us. Sayyidina Luqman told his son, Ya bunayya imshi wara al-asad wa la tamshi wara al-mar'a. Oh my son, if you have to walk, walk behind a lion, but don't walk behind a woman. You know your weakness, don't jeopardize it more. So that was the condition of that. Allah bring morality into our lives. Allah bring integrity. Allah bring faithfulness in husband and wife. Loyalty and faithfulness between husband and wife. The fourth woman, وَأَمَّا الَّتِي رَأْسُهَا رَأْسُ خِنْزِيرٍ وَبَدَنُهَا بَدَنُ حِمَارٍ عَلَيْهَا أَلْفُ لَوْنٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Oh Ali, that fourth woman, whom I seen who was disfigured, and upon whom came severe forms of azab. فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ لَا تُنَظِّفُ بَدَنَهَا مِنَ الْحَيْذِ وَالْجَنَابَةِ وَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. I'm afraid this woman was very negligent when it came to taking her ghusl, when it came to performing salah. She used to delay her namaz. We know the ruling that if there's 10 minutes before sunset a woman becomes park, then that asr namaz becomes compulsory on that woman. Now the woman ideally delayed to the next day, 12 o'clock, and they start her namaz from Zohar. Asr, Maghrib, Isha gone. It comes in the riwayat that the woman amongst the sahabiyat, I read this riwayat, in the night they used to get up, they used to keep a lantern on the side, whatever, light, something, and then they used to get up at midnight to make sure have they become pak or not. If they have become pure, then Isha is faraz on them. Today we have all the comforts, we have an ensuite, we have a shower, everything found, yet so many namazes are neglected in this way. وَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. And she used to neglect her salah. And the same thing goes about fasting. So much fasting is missed in this regard. Allah has been kind to a woman, that Allah has made it her Ramadan does not terminate at the sighting of the crescent of Shawwal.